This goes to Dr. Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, Ball, Be Like Boy, A-L-L, fax 989-775-6472, regarding Marcia, M-A-R-C-I-A, Puff Paw. It's P like Paul, U, F like Frank, P like Paul, A, F, F like Frank. Date of birth 6/11/1954. Dear Dr. Ball, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Miss Puffpaw with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. The patient is currently testing positive for COVID-19. She does have minimal fever, cough, and some joint discomfort. She had four of the original messenger RNA COVID-19 vaccinations and then just recently had the Moderna bivalent vaccine, but still contracted COVID-19. But she's doing well, very stable, and her husband also is ill with COVID. She complained of developing severe leg cramps in May. They did improve slightly when she increased water intake, but then she had much more swelling of her extremities. So she backed off on the water and started using magnesium, 400 milligram daily, and that has helped relieve the leg cramps. She wonders if she can get too much magnesium, and it certainly is possible, but usually with one oral magnesium, 400 milligram a day, it's probably unlikely. But we will add the magnesium levels to her routine lab studies, and that way we can at least monitor and follow that. She does have obstructive sleep apnea and uses a CPAP machine. And her weight is actually 2 pounds higher than it was in March 15th when she was last seen. She's feeling well currently other than the slight fatigue and cough from the COVID-19 infection. She is not a smoker. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. She is now on 400 milligram of magnesium a day. She would like to try a 250 milligram capsule instead when she is done with the 400 milligram dose. And that certainly is a good idea to try. I also want to highlight the hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligram daily. She's on metformin, 1,000 milligram twice a day, and Januvia is 100 milligram once daily for diabetes. Physical exam, weight 342 pounds, blood pressure 108/77, and pulse was 124, she states. Hopefully that is just a fluke and that it's not 124 on a routine basis. That actually may be not correct. Labs, most recent lab studies were done September 29th of 2022. Creatinine is 1.3, which is stable. The patient fluctuates her levels between 1.1 and 1.3, and she has done that since 2017. So this is a completely stable creatinine level. Estimated GFR is 41. Her sodium was improved. It had been 129 when she was consuming excessive amounts of water, now 131, most likely still low secondary to the hydrochlorothiazide use. Her microalbumin to protein ratio, to creatinine ratio was 248. Hemoglobin is 11.2. Her white count is elevated at 16.3. Normal platelets. Lymphocytes were elevated at 3.43. She may have been coming down with COVID when she actually did this lab study. Glucose was 166. Calcium 9.6, albumin 4.1, sodium as was 131, potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide was 21. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of illness. Hypertension, currently well controlled. She reported a high pulse rate, but I suspect that is an error. And it may actually be high secondary to being sick with COVID right now, especially if she is febrile. But that should be rechecked also. We're going to continue to do lab studies every 3 months. I sent a new order to the Mount Pleasant Health Park and also mailed a copy to the patient. She can continue the magnesium 400 milligram daily and try to cut back to 250 milligram daily. She stated that you would like to start her on Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A, or equivalent medication, and then stop her Januvia. And that is a very good idea. It's excellent for blood sugar control as well as very good for heart health. So, yes, we would totally support that starting Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.